It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to Fresh Oil. I'm Pastor Keith Manley, and today we're in the middle of a brand new series we started yesterday on an unshakable life, how to stand strong when the world begins to shake. There's a lot going on in the world today, and people get really concerned. Yesterday, we looked at what happens when the storm hits, and we saw that life will shake, winds will blow, and rain will pour, but we don't have to collapse. Today, we're going to go a little deeper into what makes that possible. It's the foundation. We talked yesterday about the foundation of building our life upon Jesus Christ, not upon religion, not upon relationships, not upon our social status, but building our life on the rock of our salvation, and that is Jesus. Our title on today's message is called Built on the Rock, and I want you to know that because no matter how beautiful your house looks, no matter how talented or successful you are, if the foundation is unstable, the structure's going to fall. And Jesus says the only foundation that holds steady when the storm comes is the rock, His word, His truth, and His presence, and His person. I want to begin today by talking about why foundations matter. Let's revisit Matthew 7, that story of the wise and foolish builder. Remember the little song we sang, the wise man built his house upon the rock, the foolish man built his house upon the sand. The rains came down and the floods came up, but the house on the rock, it stood firm. In Matthew chapter 7, Jesus said this, "Everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock." See, that tells us two things. Number one, everyone is building something. Only one kind of foundation will last. You see, the question's not, are you building? Everyone's building. It's, what are you building on? See, storms are not selective. Jesus made it very clear that both the wise and the foolish builders built their houses, and they both experienced the same conditions. The rains came down, the floods rose, and the winds beat against the home. But only one house stood. See, you discover your foundation not when the sun is shining, but when the storm hits. It reveals what you're really built upon. And it's in the crisis time that you find out what's under your feet. See, foundations are mostly invisible, but they determine everything. When your ground shakes, your life won't stand because of what people see. It'll stand because of what's buried beneath. It'll stand because you built your house upon your relationship with Jesus Christ. Now let's just take a few minutes to talk about what it really means to build upon the rock. It means your identity, your values, your choices, and your hopes are all built on Jesus and not on the shifting sands. See, the rock is not religion. There's so many people today that they build their house upon religion. Religion will let you down, friend. Religion didn't die for you. Jesus Christ did. See, the rock is not religion. It's not tradition. It's not cultural Christianity. The rock is Christ. It's Jesus Christ. And building upon the rock means that you're building where the Word of God shapes how you think. Where the Spirit of God inside you, He leads you in how you should walk. He helps you in making decisions by speaking into your heart, this is right or this is wrong. And the Son of God anchors who you are when you're building your house upon the rock. It's not about having a Jesus room in your house. It's not about the pictures you hang on the wall. Show Jesus. It's about making Him the foundation of your whole house. In Psalm 18, verse 2, the psalmist said this. He said, "The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer, My God is my rock in whom I take refuge. See, he's unshakable. That's why we build on him. The Lord is my rock. If you build your house on your job, or you build your house on your reputation or your money, you're building on sinking sand. It can all fall apart in a New York minute. But when you build your house on Jesus, you're going to stand when the storms come your way and the winds begin to blow and the floods begin to rise. You'll be able to stand. Let's talk about what happens when you don't do that. Jesus also tells us what happens when you don't build your house on the rock. He said in Matthew 7, verse 26, "But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand." I want you to notice that both examples that Jesus gave in this parable, both of them heard his words. But one of them put them into practice, the other one did not. See, the house looked fine that the foolish man built. I'm sure both houses were beautiful. It looked fine until the storms came. The foundation seemed firm until pressure exposed that it was nothing but sand. Sand is unstable. It shifts. It sinks. You know what the sand looks like today? It's like building your house and building your life on feelings. It's like chasing approval or popularity, building your life upon how many likes you get on Facebook or how many fake friends you have. See, it's building your life making decisions that are based on fear, or letting culture define your truth instead of God. And when the storms hit, it won't hold you up. You'll be tossed, shaken, and eventually crushed by the weight of disappointment and spiritual collapse. But when you build your house on the rock, your house stands. Oh, you might get battered, you might get bruised, you might even be a little broken, but you're going to stand because you built on a good foundation. Now let's talk about how to build practically. Let's get real practical today. How do you build your life on the rock? Here's four building steps you need to know. Number one, you need to know his word. Don't just skim through scripture, study it. The Bible tells us study to show yourself approved. Let the Bible define your identity, your purpose, your morality, your worldview. Let that come from God's word. See, people who get into God's word and read it and study it, their life is different, because they have that foundation of building on his word. Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8 said, "Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night." See, the word's your blueprint. Don't build without it. God gave us a blueprint to build our house upon. That blueprint is the love letter of his word. And then secondly, don't just know his word, obey it. Jesus said the wise man put his words into practice. Information doesn't build your house. Obedience does. Every time you say yes to Jesus, you're laying another brick in that foundation of your house, your spiritual house, that's going to get you through this world of confusion. In James chapter 1 and verse 22, the Bible says this, "Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourself. Do what it says." There's a lot of people who hear the word. The foolish man heard the word. He just didn't obey it. He built on the sand. So it's not enough to hear the word of God. We have to do what he says. So that's the thing we need to do in our life, is not just be hearers of the word, but do what it says. Be obedient to God. And then the third step involved in building our life upon the rock would be to abide in his presence. You see, the rock isn't just a principle, it's a person. That person is Jesus Christ. And when we abide in his presence and we worship him daily, we spend time with him daily, then we discover the real rock of our salvation. John chapter 15 and verse 5, Jesus said it this way. He said, "If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit." See, when we're abiding in Christ, we're growing strong. And even though the storms come in our life, even though the rain falls and the wind blows, we're going to stand strong because we're built on a good foundation. And the fourth thing we have to do to build our life upon the rock and to survive the storms of life is reject counterfeit foundations. Be honest about what you're trusting in. It's so easy to trust in our money, in our position, in our power, and in our own strength. But friend, unless we're abiding in Christ, we're not going to bear the fruit. We're not going to see the blessing in our life. So reject the counterfeit foundations. Tear out the sand. Start fresh on the rock. Let me tell you what happens when you build your life on Jesus Christ. First of all, you get peace that circumstances can't steal. You get the kind of peace that will see you through the storm. And you'll find purpose that suffering can't shake it. You understand that God has a destiny for you. He has a plan for your life. And no matter what you go through, you're going to survive it. You're going to get through it. You'll find purpose that suffering can't shake. You walk with joy that doesn't come from your circumstances. You stand firm when everything else around you is falling apart. See, my friend, storms will come. But when your life is built upon the rock, you're going to stay grounded. Loss does happen, but you don't lose hope. Pressure does come upon us. Even though we're Christians, we still feel the pressures and stress of this life, but we give them to God, and our life doesn't crack because we're built on a firm foundation. Because your hope is not in your house, it's in your foundation. Isaiah 28, verse 16, it says this, "Whoever believes will not be in haste." Another translation says, "Whoever believes will never be shaken." I like that. God honors the life that's rooted and grounded in Him. I don't know what kind of storms you're facing today. Someone may be listening today and your marriage may be falling apart. Maybe your spouse has said they don't want to spend the rest of their life with you and it's devastated you. Maybe you can't pay your bills and you don't know what you're going to do about tomorrow. Maybe you have a rebellious teenager. Listen, friend, storms come. Even though we're children of God, storms still come in our life. But when you build your life upon Jesus Christ, you've got a firm foundation. And God honors the life that's rooted in Him. Let me pray for you today. Father, You are the rock. You're the firm foundation in a shaking world. Help us not to build on sand, on our feelings, our fears, or our emotions and falsehoods, but help us to build on Your truth. Let every area of our life be rooted in Your Word and Your presence. And when the storms come, and they will, but You will keep us standing, God. Make us wise builders, grounded, obedient, and anchored in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for joining me today on Fresh Oil, friend. Remember, you were never called to live a fragile life, but you're called to live an unshakable one. Walk in grace and in fresh oil.
If you're enjoying the ministry of Fresh Oil, check out some of the resources we have available online. Keith Manley has authored a number of books that are available on Amazon.com, including his memoir, This Is My Story. His book, The Grace Revolution, is also available, along with a number of novels in paperback, hardcover, and Kindle ebook. His music is available on Apple Music, Spotify, and all the streaming platforms. Thanks for your support for this radio ministry.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.